Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. Business representatives and government officials will be further discussing how to best manage the Christmas promotion period, including Black Friday, in talks being held at the Interior Ministry today. It will almost certainly be postponed for a week, but Bruno Le Maire wants to ensure that businesses who are still closed are not penalised in any way. Talks throughout the day are also focused on how and when the reopening of shops before the holiday festivities can successfully take place, and new health protocols are being examined, which may be enforced with businesses opening their doors again. On a positive note, Public Health France has stated that the peak of the second wave of the coronavirus has almost certainly been crossed. They do still, however, warn that all precautions should be maintained, with indicators remaining at worrying levels. Jean-François Delfraissy, the president of the Scientific Council, has estimated that the aim of newly confirmed cases decreasing to less than 5,000 per day will not be reached until after Christmas, possibly even the beginning of January. An appeal has been launched against the health measure introduced for junior school children. The latest rules mean that six-year-olds have to wear masks throughout the school day. A legal team is claiming that this causes both psychological and physical issues, including headaches and anxiety. The trial of Jonathan Daval over the murder of his wife has heard evidence from the accused about how resentment against Alexia had accumulated over the years and led to him strangling her. He faces life imprisonment if found guilty. And finally, on day two of the European Judo Championships in Prague, there are five French competitors vying for a fifth title. Yesterday, France won a gold and two bronze medals. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.